Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint, powered by Manx Telecom.
Pastor Mai, good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Friday, 27th of November, 2020 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news on the island and background to the news, sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates and the newsmakers in person tonight. No new cases of C19. So no one in hospital, 6 in non-community isolation at the moment. Why non-urgent orthopaedic operations have stopped at Nobles. Another Manx Telecom poll meeting next week. The latest on the island rollout of COVID-19 vaccine and entries for the 2021 Parish Walk open next Tuesday.
Man Benham Advocates, for your legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes to 6, the update news headlines. Faster Mai, Alex Watton.
Faster Mai, an announcement on next year's TT is to be made by the Department for Enterprise on Monday. No indication yet as to what that update will entail, but the information is due to be released at 12 o'clock and will be brought to you live here on Manx Radio. A director of the Manx Solidarity Fund says help being made available to returning students is also aimed at parents. The charity is offering to pay £250 towards alternate accommodation costs for those coming back from university and have to self-isolate. And there are plans to commemorate the birthplace of a Manx man who's credited with setting up the BBC in 1922. Sir Frank Gill was born in the building, which is now the Co-op in Castletown. Further afield, the retail group behind Topshop, Dorothy Perkins and Miss Selfridge could be about to collapse. It's put 13,000 jobs at risk. Arcadia's blaming the coronavirus pandemic, but analysts believe they have been having problems for a while. The coronavirus R number could be below 1 in the UK for the first time since the summer. It's one way scientists measure how quickly COVID-19 is spreading. Meanwhile, government advisers are warning the substantial mixing of people over Christmas could drive infections up again. The Sage Group believes a relaxation of the rules would risk widespread transmission. Those are the headlines. News in full at 6.
Man Benham, expert legal professionals, assisting individuals and businesses worldwide. Man Benham, here for you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Goramayed, thank you, Alex. From the Ronalds Way Met Office and the pen of David Britton, Irish Sea weather indicates no problems in the North Irish Sea for the next 24 hours. Everything's fine, dry and clear on the Isle of Man, turning cloudier later with a fresh east-southeasterly. The overnight minimum is 3 Celsius. For tomorrow, Saturday, Chasan, dry and cloudy. Any rain will be later in the day on a moderate to fresh east-southeast wind. Daytime maximum 9 degrees, down to 7 through the night. And for Sunday, Jaduni, cloudy with a risk of light showers coming in on a light to moderate southeasterly, up to 10 Celsius. High water at 16 minutes to 10 tonight. Low water 13 minutes past 4 tomorrow morning. Sunrise 10 past 8 and Saturday morning's high tide 22 minutes past 10.
Don't just do the big jobs. Visit us at Snugborough to see our range of picture frame glass, mirrors and tabletop glass.
It's hoped the cancellation of non-urgent orthopaedic surgery at Nobles Hospital will be very temporary, says Health and Social Care Minister David Ashford, MHK, as elective operations are paused from today following an increase in admissions on the Isle of Man. Mr. Ashford says this isn't the first time a winter pressure plan has had to be activated.
We've seen an influx into Nobles over the last week or so, the last couple of weeks, in fact, where the admission rates have been a lot higher than normal. So normally at this time of year, we would expect about Monday to Friday, about 10 to 12 admissions a day. We're currently seeing that up around about 16, 17 admissions a day. So it is excessive from where that normally is. It's not down to any one thing. It's spread across all types of acute care. So we have had to take the difficult decision that in order to release bed space, that means that the non-elective orthopaedic surgery will be paused for the time being until we can actually get the admission rate down. So it's in line with our winter plans. We have a winter plan every single year, and this year it's that's come to the fore because of the situation we found ourselves in.
You said there's plans in place every year. Has this had to happen before?
So we have had to activate winter plans before in previous years, not for the last couple of years, thankfully, but we have had to activate them. We have also, the winter plan doesn't just involve things like this, it also involves us looking at the flow of patients through the hospital, how we discharge patients when they're ready for discharge and where they're being discharged to. All of that is in place now as well. So we hope that this pause will be very temporary. The important thing to emphasise is this is only the elective surgery, so it's not emergency surgery, it's not the day clinics, all of those carry on as normal.
There's been a lot of talk about patients going across as well in the last few days. Is that part of the reason for this? Maybe fewer people going away for treatment?
No, it's not. I can guarantee you it's had no effect on that. If people require to be sent away for treatment, then they will be sent.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, investing in our people and technology.
24 minutes to six at the end of another week on the Isle of Man. Of course, it's another flume-free week at the NSC. And there's also an outcry in Ballacry Park in Colby. There's to be a further public meeting for residents of Ballacry Park to find out what alternatives Manx Telecom has found instead of sticking 30-foot poles to help roll out fibre broadband into the pavement. Arbury, Castle, Town and Maloo MHK, Graham Crajean.
They came down and they said, right, what we'll do is we'll go away and the next 10 days, fortnight, we'll come up with some options.
So is the intention now at this next meeting on Thursday, is it next week?
A week on Thursday.
Week on Thursday.
The 10th.
The 10th of December. Is it to put those options to people and maybe even have a vote?
Yes. So what they've advised me through Department of Enterprise is that they will be writing to the residents of Ballacry in the next week to set out the options that there is. And on the evening, they were looking to sort of have some sort of vote on what people wanted. And one of the things that we also address is for those people who are unable to attend, how they can indicate which way they would like to go.
And from that, is there a guarantee that whatever's voted on will then be put into place?
I think what they'll be looking for is a clear steer from the residents what they want. One of the areas that I've discussed with them is that it was brought up about micro-ducting, and this is about cutting a groove into the pavement. And I think they said it was going to cost about £130,000 if they had to put it underground. I've spoken to Minister Baker about this, and he says, well, they need to get in touch with the department to see whether they can actually do this micro-ducting, which means that they can just cut a groove into the pavement, and rather than reinstate the whole of the pavement, which is what they were budgeting for, that they could just patch that, say, 3 or 4 inch cut that they put into the pavement, which should significantly reduce their costs.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
Ben McCree left Heysham at 2:15 this afternoon. She's due in a couple of minutes' time, but looking at the webcams at the moment, no sign of the Ben in harbour. She may be entering the bay. She'll be onto the link span, discharging, and then leaving at 7:45 this evening, heading for Heysham, arriving there at 11:30. The overnight departure from Heysham, 2:15 a.m, arriving tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
Details about the rollout of the COVID-19 vaccine on the Isle of Man were given out at the media conference this week from the Director of Public Health, Dr. Henrietta Ewart.
Yes, in terms of the rollout, it will start with the vulnerable who are residents in care homes and the staff, and it will then roll out by age group, so with the oldest first, working through to the youngest. I understand that the plan is for it to start rolling out in December, and Minister Ashford will be able to give more detail about how that will happen here. And it is estimated that it will take between 4 and 6 months to actually roll out across the whole programme.
If I could bring David in now, it's worth pointing out that it's going to take a lot of time because we've got to give two of these vaccinations. It's not just one vaccination and then after 7 days your immunity kicks in. It's two vaccinations. With some it's 2-3 weeks apart. With another it's a month apart. So that makes it really hard to do it quickly. But David, would you like to expand on that?
Yeah, as Henrietta said, Sam, we will start with the most vulnerable group, which is those in the care homes, the staff that is doing them, and then we'll work down through the age groups. We're hoping that if we can get the initial stock of vaccines and everything runs to time, then we can start doing that in December. It will probably be late December, so obviously you've got the Christmas period to contend with as well. So the programme will be properly up and running in January. But we do have to caution that, of course, we're still awaiting the market authorisations for the vaccines. We're still waiting the final safety sign-offs. Once those are through, we will be able to move pretty quickly. We've already got the supply chain set up with the UK. So the start date is pretty much dependent on those marketing authorisations and those safety sign-offs and when they come through.
Manx Radio's Business Briefing.
20 to 6 on Update Live from the Isle of Man. The first air travel corridor between Europe and the United States is set to open as Alitalia and Delta gear up to launch quarantine-free flights. From next month, passengers on selected flights from Atlanta to Rome won't have to self-isolate if they test negative for C-19 three times, 72 hours before the flight takes off, right before landing, and on arrival. The new rules will apply to all EU citizens as well as American citizens with an essential reason to travel. The US, meantime, considers lifting its ban on European travellers, Reuters has reported today. Spanish lender Banco Sabadell is considering its options for its UK bank TSB after it called off a planned merger with the rival BBVA. From its headquarters in Alicante, Sabadell and BBVA's headquarters in Bilbao, the two said they were still in merger talks less than 2 weeks ago, but they failed to agree a price. Sabadell says it's seeking strategic alternatives for the group's international assets, including TSB, without specifying if that would mean selling TSB, which it bought in 2015. In January of this year, TSB signed a deal with IBM to run its online banking systems and cash machines in an attempt to put a stop to the tech failures that have bedeviled TSB, the most serious of which was in April 2018, when an IT problem left 1.9 million TSB customers unable to bank online for several weeks.
The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
Global stocks edged higher amid low trading activity due to the Thanksgiving holiday in the United States. The dollar held steady. Oil was mixed, but remained on course for a fourth straight week of gains. Gold slumped way down as investors dumped the metal on hopes of a virus vaccine. In corporate news, Rightmove was one of the best performers on the index, closely followed by GVC Holdings. On the downside, home emergency repairs and improvements business HomeServe was a standout loser. The numbers now at the close in London. The FTSE 100 down almost a tenth of a percent at 6,367. The DAX in Frankfurt up a third of a percent at 13,335. In New York City, the Dow Jones Industrial up a tenth of a percent at 29,907. The tech stocks index, the NASDAQ, up 1%, 12,215. And the S&P 500 in Chicago up almost a third of a percent at the moment, still trading 3,640. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling worth $1 33 cents and €1 11.3 cents. And 20 South African rand and almost 31 cents. Finally, gold, well, on a hiding, down 1.2% at $1,786 per troy ounce, way down below its 1800 base. And Brent crude, a barrel of Brent crude, up half a percent at $47.97.
The Stock Market Report was brought to you by Ramsey Crookall, the island's investment specialist. Isle of Man Water Sports. Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Here's the relevant information. If you're sailing, kayaking, windsurfing, paddleboarding, diving or surfing this weekend, the inshore coastal waters forecast. The weather summary, Saturday mainly dry, rather cloudy, then staying cloud on Sunday with a threat of a little light rain or drizzle. The sea temperature, 11 Celsius around the Isle of Man. And the wind for Saturday, east or southeast, force 4 or 5, decreasing 3 or 4 later in the afternoon. Wave height, 0.8 to 1.4 metres. Wave period is 4 seconds. High tide, 22 minutes past 10 tomorrow morning. And for Sunday, the wind is southeasterly, force 3 or 4, becoming variable, mainly south or southwest, force 3 or less during the afternoon. Wave height 0.3 to 0.7 metres. Wave period 4 seconds becoming 3 seconds. And high tide for Sunday morning at 10 to 11.
Having a new kitchen fitted or just fancy a change? Manx Glass and Glazing can produce bespoke coloured splashbacks to complete the look. Speak to the team at Manx Glass and Glazing today. Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
New support packs for people with type 2 diabetes aim to combat an inconsistent diagnosis process. The charity Diabetes Isle of Man's distributing the parcels containing booklets and guides to assist those with type 2 diabetes. Lewis Foster spoke to the development manager, Natasha Parry.
So these support packs, they contain a lot of booklets and leaflets from Diabetes UK and ourselves. They're packed full of information on the condition, so type 2. And we've created them because through our own research and feedback from individuals who had been diagnosed with the condition, we discovered that the process of a diagnosis was inconsistent depending on where you received your diagnosis. So we've worked closely with the specialist diabetes team at Nobles to put these packs together, and we're hopeful that they're of real benefit to people.
How big of a challenge is that in terms of diabetes actually getting diagnosed?
I think the key with a diagnosis, it's early diagnosis is crucial, and it's very important for individuals to be aware of the symptoms to look out for. But sometimes a diagnosis can come from being symptomless. There's a risk of developing the condition based on your age, your weight, your diet and things like that, lifestyle. It's really just making people aware of the symptoms, like I've said, and just noting that there's also a chance that you may not show the symptoms.
How widespread on the Isle of Man is diabetes at the moment?
So type 2 in particular, which is obviously where this the aim of the diagnosis support packs and the audience for these, there's around 5,000 people currently living with type 2 in the island, and there'll be many more people walking around undiagnosed.
So how would someone go about getting hold of one of these support packs?
So at the moment, we are trying to roll these out throughout all the GPs on the island. So there's 14 GP surgeries. So by, you know, within the next 3 months, we'd like to see them in every surgery. But if anybody would like a pack, we can send them out to individuals. So if they just get in touch with us directly, we can arrange something.
Manx Radio Sport.
13 minutes before 6, Fastamaya, Rhianne Evans.
Fastamaya, very good evening. The Isle of Man ladies basketball team cruised their way to their first win in the Men's Basketball League last night. Women's side Hoops dominated men's team PokerStars from the starting whistle, showing immense defensive pressure down court with exceptional rebounding from the likes of Lauren Ellison and Gemma Kirkham. Despite solid shooting and decent man marking from the PokerStars side, they couldn't do enough to stop long shots from the likes of Holly Hennessy or the almost telepathic connection in attack between Danielle Murphy and Becky Dunn, the latter of which ended up being player of the match. In the end, Hoops took the win comfortably, 71-52. Race director Ray Cox says there will be a parish walk next June. Entries open at the beginning of December for the event, which starts at the NSC at 8 a.m. on Saturday the 19th of June next year. Ray Cox says the start list is already healthy as a result of this year's cancellation.
Of course, this year we have over 500 entries rolled over from 2020.
Local sportsman Sam Murphy started his mission today to try and break the world record for the most weight deadlifted in 24 hours. Murphy aims to beat the current record by lifting 600,000 kilograms in a day. That's 500 kilograms more than the current record. Sam is also doing it to raise money for Movember and must be about 5 hours into his challenge so far. So very best of luck to him. You'll be able to track his progress via his Instagram account, the link to which, along with his donations page, can be found at manxradio.com. Further afield, and Lewis Hamilton says Formula One needs to do more to try to improve human rights issues in some of its host countries. On Wednesday, 30 UK MPs raised concerns of human rights violations linked to Sunday's Bahrain Grand Prix. Hamilton said he had received letters from rights groups on arriving in Bahrain and would take some time to digest them. The seven-time champion said it's very important for all sports to use the platform they have to push for change.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
11 minutes before 6 o'clock on update. two departures and two arrivals this evening from Ronald's Way Airport. The 4:30 to London City left 4 minutes early, and the 10:05 to Liverpool left a minute early. They're back this evening from Liverpool at 6:40, and from London City at 8:00 tonight. The metric signs showing no problems, apart from highlighting the fact there have been 31 road traffic collisions on the mountain road in the past 6 months. Elsewhere, Quarterbridge Road still got those 24-hour lights for drainage and curbing work, and also 24-hour lights at King Edward Road in Oncombe for railway work. 24-hour temporary lights, of course, on the promenade in Douglas, Lock, Harris Central and Queen's Promenades, with narrow lanes and associated waiting and turn restrictions, although you can turn left northbound onto Broadway from the promenade as it stands. The phase closures for water main replacement and sewage infrastructure in Peel at the moment between Garage and Mariner's Wharf.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by
Quayside, Quayside, 664417.
Head to Quayside Tyres and Service Centre on South Quay Industrial Estate.
Quayside.
How many former island residents would like to come home to spend Christmas with their families? The question posed by Annette Baker, head teacher of Ramsey Grammar School, asking in response to news that the island's border policy won't be relaxing this December. Mrs. Baker accepts extreme care needs to be taken given what's happening in the UK and further afield, but she suggested to Beth Espy the situation could be managed safely depending on how many people were in the position.
My view is that there's a significant number of people on the Isle of Man who have close relatives and family in the UK and beyond. People who hold Manx passports, who've been to school here, who've lived here for considerable years of their lives and who have parents, grandparents, close relatives on the island. My issue is that since March, these people have not been able effectively to come home. Now, I absolutely get that we've been working through a health emergency and at various points in time, I could understand the reasons for that. But this is now 9 months on, approaching Christmas, when all the other jurisdictions of the UK are talking about ways to bring families together. I feel it is a forgotten group of people who are now unable to meet up with their family. It's effectively been stopped by what the Chief Minister said yesterday.
I wonder about those people who are thinking, well, if you have family that you want to see over Christmas, maybe it's you that should be making the trip over there.
Yes, and that's not easy, as we all know. I mean, in my case, it's easier. I retire at Christmas and I've got less time restrictions on me with regards to how I manage my time and the isolation following that. But for most people on the island, the going across and then having to come back and self-isolate for 2 weeks brings considerable issues, particularly if you're working. And we've got a system for off-island people being able to visit for compassionate reasons. If we don't move to 3A, could that not just be extended, for example? Is any consideration being given to allow that very carefully structured and monitored system of compassionate leave to be used as a framework and as a system to assess, for want of a better word, people's relative case to visit on-island family? They have a structured application process where it could be very carefully and tightly managed, even in terms of quotas. Has that been considered? Not to my knowledge.
Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Start practising Saturday 9th of June 2021. Entries for the Manx Telecom Parish Walk will open in the first minutes of next Tuesday morning, the 1st of December. Race director Ray Cox says there'll be an event next year, Saturday 9th of June, and the entry has been swelled by the cancelled event this year.
Very much so. In other years, it's always been a little bit of a cachet to be the first entrant, but of course they don't become number one. That's a reserve for the previous year's winner. But people like to get their entry in. It's a thing to get it nice and early and be there and whatever. But of course, this year we have over 500 entries rolled over from 2020. So a lot of the entrants that had their entry in before the cancelled race last year have decided to say, yeah, leave it with us. And that means we're already 517, I think, already in ready for the button to be pressed, and they will be in the new entry list.
Is it only really open to people who live on the Isle of Man to enter at the moment? Because it's unknown, isn't it, really? Unknown.
I think, Tim, it would be very difficult to predict exactly what circumstances are going to be in power next June the 19th, there will be a parish walk. I think given the type of event that it is, it's an outdoor event, we can adhere to whatever regulations would be in force. We hope no regulations and we hope no travel restrictions. So therefore, we can welcome back our off-island friends, regulars who come over to the parish walk every year. So they are welcome to enter from all over the world. But of course, what travel restrictions will be in place on June the 19th, we'll have to wait and see. But we have a motto in our committee: we're planning early and deciding late. So in other words, we are looking at all the possibilities, looking to be flexible, looking to be adaptable to whatever regulations will come in so that we will have a parish walk.
That's it for Update this week. By the way, next Thursday, 3rd of December, is last posting date for Christmas for New Zealand, Australia, Asia, the Far and Middle East, Africa, the Caribbean, Central and South America, USA, Canada, Cyprus, Malta, Turkey, Greece, Italy, the Czech Republic, Poland, Finland, Sweden, and other European destinations. COVID has caused disruption to postal networks. That's next Thursday, the 3rd of December. Maybe it's a weekend for doing Christmas cards, eh? Update returns Monday evening at 5:30. It's brought to you from the resources of Manx Radio's news team. I'm Andy Wint, back on Monday.
WIN.
Manx Petroleum.